Hello, Ms. Rendon. I'm Laura Beck, James's mother. How are you?
Mrs. Beck, so nice to meet you. Yes, have a seat. I've just been reviewing James's work. Let's see.
Yes, James has always been such a good student. I don't know what's happened to him.
Honestly, a lot of kids' grades go down around their sophomore or junior year, especially boys.
I don't know whether to be comforted by that or not, but high school is when his GPA is the most important. He wants to go to a university, but if he keeps getting grades like this, he'll have to go to a junior college first.
Well, sometimes kids need a little time to mature before going to a university. Maybe a JC isn't such a bad thing for some kids.
His father and I both went straight to universities. We expect James to do the same.
Okay. Well, he hasn't been doing his homework. That's one problem. I don't have many entries for homework assignments, and the homework prepares the kids for the exams. His exam scores are a little lower than they used to be. His lower grade this semester is a consequence of not turning in his homework and not scoring well on tests. He hasn't done much participating in classroom discussions either. He probably isn't reading his assignments, or maybe he just doesn't understand what he's reading. I've asked him about it, but he just shrugs his shoulders, so I'm not sure what the problem is. Sometimes it's not the subject that causes a student to lose interest or not do well in class.
Everything's fine at home. We have a very close family, so I don't think it has anything to do with his home life.
Have you spoken to his counselor?
No.
Well, have you asked James why he's not doing well in class?
I've tried, but he just gives me a vague response. I can't get anything out of him.
If he won't tell me, and he won't tell you, then you might want to talk to his counselor.
Okay, I think I'll do that. I'm also going to talk to him about his assignments. Do you have a syllabus with the assignments?
Yes, I'll get you one. Remember that he may have some issues going on in his life that you may not know about. Kids at this age really start keeping their problems to themselves. Other than his grades going down, he's a good kid. I'm sure this is just a passing concern.
Okay, Ms. Rendon. I appreciate all your help.
No problem. Take care.